So all through my 30s, I was in therapy. And if I had to sum up all those 10, 12 years of therapy into one word, it would be choice. And one of the things I have thought about a lot is that defense mechanisms, if we can call them that, arise for a reason, and they are adaptive to the circumstance in which they arise. And I had a long discussion with a psychologist friend of mine many years ago in which she was talking about the making of a sociopath, not the ones who are born, but the ones who are made by severe abuse, and how if you take their behavior within the context of the abusive situation in which they were formed, that their behavior, dropping off all emotions, looking out only for themselves, trying to put others into the line of fire instead of themselves, trying to exploit others, makes perfect sense. Because if you're in a circumstance, if you're in a death camp where you're being slowly starved to death, it makes sense to survival sense to steal food from someone else because you may live today. In a childhood abusive relationship, it makes sense to do something that it makes sense to blame your sibling for something that you did because this means the sibling gets beaten instead of you. And we all wish we'd be honorable, but it can be hard to be honorable when you're 5 years old and terrified. And in those circumstances, it makes sense. It's like Artie Lang. The big thing of Artie Lang's work was if you can understand somebody's experience, you can understand their behavior. But everybody's behavior makes sense within the rubric of how they're experiencing the world. And likewise, you know, with the sort of standard effects of PTSD, the insomnia, the strong startle response, those make perfect sense in the context of an abusive circumstance. You need to be able to stay awake, and you need to be able to sleep very lightly and jerk to fully alertness immediately if someone opens your door, because you may have to fight, you may have to dissociate, and you know, you don't want them getting into bed with you when you are not yet fully dissociated. And the dissociation itself, it all makes sense within the context of an abusive relationship. And what my therapist helped me to understand was that these coping means were not themselves harmful. The thing that became harmful was when they were still in place when circumstances no longer required it. So it doesn't do it. It no longer is useful for one to never sleep deeply if one is no longer on the front lines in a war, if you're back at home. And it makes perfect sense to duck when you hear a gunshot if you're in a war, but it no longer makes perfect sense to duck when you hear a car backfire when you're in the middle of a city where probably nothing's going to happen to you. And so one of the things that was really helpful to me was when he didn't say that these defense means are bad, and he didn't say we should try to get rid of them. He should say that the goal of therapy, or he did say that the goal of therapy, according to him, was that we learn to be able to choose when to be on high alert and when to not be on high alert. And you actually have, having experienced times when you were always on high alert, you do have something that some people might not have, which is you have the ability to go on high alert at a moment's notice. And that can be, even in normal circumstances, it can be life-saving. And so he said, instead of considering these bad things, consider these skills that you no longer, I mean, he said, you know how to shoot a free throw. You know how to play basketball. Does that mean you have to play basketball all the time? No, you have the choice. And so it's the same here, that learning how to choose to ignore the harmful things, or to, as we had to, you know, we had to pretend not to notice. As a child, you pretend not to notice all sorts of things so that you can survive. And as an adult, one can pretend to not notice all sorts of things. And the key here is whether the defense mechanism is running you, or whether you are choosing to use the defense mechanism.